Hi, I'm Dr. Saeed Ashina. I'm a headache specialist in New York.
And I'm Lori Jennings, the deputy editor at Good Housekeeping Magazine. And in honor of Pain Awareness Month, we are here today to build awareness and talk to you about chronic migraine.
Chronic migraine is a very debilitating and distinct neurological condition. It can affect individuals on 15 or more days a month, and with each headache lasting more than 4 hours a day, and with at least 8 of these headaches associated with migraine features.
So can you imagine how debilitating it can be if you're dealing with headache symptoms 15 days out of the month? You potentially could be missing very important meetings at work. You might not want to go for a promotion because of your condition. You are missing things to do with your children or other important life events. So it's very important to understand that there are ways to get an accurate diagnosis and there are ways to get treatment for chronic migraine. And Dr. Ashina can share one of those with us right now.
Indeed, every patient or person with frequent headache should seek medical attention, should get an appointment with a headache specialist or a neurologist who specializes in headache treatment. And the reason for that is you need to get an accurate diagnosis. When you get the right diagnosis of chronic migraine, there are treatment options available there. One of the first line treatments in the treatment of headaches would be controlling trigger factors.
Absolutely. So lifestyle changes are things that you can manage before you actually go for medical treatment. So things like sleep, for example, prioritize your sleep and try and get a good night's sleep. You want to try and manage your stress or manage down your stress because stress is also a trigger for chronic migraine. You want to make sure that you're eating at regular intervals. So hunger is also another trigger for chronic migraine. So make sure you're getting your meals and making sure that you're not going into that hunger territory. Avoiding alcohol, avoiding certain foods or other ways to manage your migraine instances. Now, the thing is, some people haven't been diagnosed, and so therefore, you might want to start recording your symptoms and recording your headache. So we recommend keeping what we call a headache diary or headache journal, and what you can do is write down how many headaches you have a month, how long each headache lasts, and then any other things that have happened, whether you had a bad night's sleep, whether you had a bad day at work, so that you can actually find out what your individual triggers are. And once you have that information, you can take it to a doctor like Dr. Ashina to get your diagnosis.
And here I agree that it's very helpful to have a patient with a headache diary. It has two purposes. One is to educate the patient, and the second one is to help the physician to make a correct diagnosis. And when you make a correct diagnosis, there are these treatment options. And if we speak of medical treatments for chronic migraine, we always think of preventative treatments because usual pain medications would not work or fail to work in patients with chronic migraine. In 2010, FDA approved Botox for the treatment of the chronic migraine. And until today, it still remains the only FDA approved treatment for the prevention of chronic migraine. It is usually administered every 3 months, and the duration of administration of this medication is very short. Patients tolerate the medication well, and it results in reduction of headache frequency as well as migraine symptoms.
And for more information, you can check out BotoxChronicMigraine.com, where you can download a headache diary or journal, and you can also find doctors in your area who specialize in headaches and migraines.